Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Thursday, February the 27th. Coming up, we're going to hear from campaigners who've set out alternatives to the Lower Thames Crossing. We've also spoken to volunteers from a Maidstone soup kitchen who say they'll be out more than £1,000 after being told by traffic wardens they have to start paying for parking. But first up today, we've got an update on a very popular story on the website yesterday regarding Ashford's Park Mall. Now, we told you in the episode on Wednesday how council bosses have decided to demolish the site and the nearby Edinburgh Road car park. It'll be temporarily replaced with just a car park while plans are considered for its redevelopment. Well, we've now heard from traders who've described it as a brutal decision, saying they've been given just 6 months to pack up and move out. Jo Bartlett is from Baby Art Studios and he's been chatting to our reporter, Oliver Leonard.
It's brutal and it was quite, well, this is what it is and you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
There was, obviously I won't mention the other companies, but there was a lot of people that are really angry that have put a lot of money into their businesses. We've got a slightly more unique position, both myself and Amelia, my partner, that we only took this business on 6 months ago.
Do you think it's going to be damaging for Ashford Town Centre to lose all of these shops? Because obviously ABC is saying that they want to push everyone into the town centre and will help everyone relocate.
Yeah.
But is that going to be possible to relocate everyone here?
From what they were saying at the meeting last night, they don't have places. Like, it's all private, so that we're going to be pushed into sort of private landlords who are going to hike the prices up. But the way I see it, we're already in the town centre. Like, you're just ripping a part of essentially what is already here in the town centre apart and putting a car park on top of it, which the town doesn't need any more car parks.
Yeah. So how damaging do you think this is going to be for Ashford?
Extremely damaging, because it's rather than just putting more houses up, they need to put money into redeveloping the space to drive more traffic rather than just slapping sort of affordable housing or it'll be unaffordable housing.
Well, yeah, and how long will it even take for them?
Exactly. So they haven't given us a time frame of what they're... At the end of the day, it's just plans they've got and ideas. They haven't given a time frame that this is going to be happening by there. We're going to have new residential housing by this date. And I just think it's going to drive people away from the town centre more than anything, especially in the short term. But the short term, we possibly could turn into 5-10 years before they do anything.
Now, the council say they will work closely with tenants and help them to relocate into vacant units in the town centre. You can let us know what you think of this story. Perhaps you live in Ashford or you've shopped in that area before. You can leave a comment at Kent Online or via our socials.
Kent Online News.
A 19-year-old woman has been arrested following a stabbing in Sittingbourne. Police were called to reports of an injured man near Rectory Road just after midnight. We're told the suspect remains in custody. You can see video of the scene that's been taped off by police within the story at Kent Online. A sentencing hearing is due to get underway today after a dog walker was murdered in Birchington. Claire Knights disappeared from Minnis Bay in August 2023. The 54-year-old's body was later found in a ditch. 21-year-old Harrison Lawrence Van Poos, who's from Craven Close in Margate, pleaded guilty in December. He's being sentenced at Canterbury Crown Court. A coroner's ruled the death of a 22-year-old Ashford man who was hit by a train in Australia was a tragic accident. Luke Bofills had been partying with friends before falling onto the tracks at a railway station on the outskirts of Sydney last March. He'd only recently moved to Australia and has been described as a kind and caring young man. Now, campaigners against a new road tunnel linking Kent and Essex have suggested a rail route instead. They've been setting out alternatives to the Lower Thames Crossing. crossing, which they say will be smarter and cheaper. Transport Action Network's also suggesting improved public transport links either side of the Thames, things like buses and trams. Chris Todd is from the group.
I don't think anyone's trying to deny there is a problem at Dartford, but the trick is actually trying to find ways of improving that permanently rather than just a short-term fix which costs us the earth. And so this report has focused on rail because that is the main way of moving large volumes of freight or large volumes of people around. And it's proposing a new rail crossing near Dartford to connect, you know, Kent to Essex. Hence, we've called the report Essex-Kent Superlinks. And that combined with a series of small measures around the rail network to ease the flow of freight, the lower charges that are coming on HS1 and the Channel Tunnel 4 freight, provide big opportunities to get lorries off the road and onto the railways, which again relieves Dartford. But also looking at local solutions, it wasn't a massive report because we didn't have masses of money, but it also does consider the fact that, you know, you can improve walking and cycling measures, you can improve local buses, all to connect into the rail. You could look at reinstating the ferries or a ferry. And you could also look at the proposals by Kennex Tram, for example, to provide that greater connectivity for people across the Thames. All of those measures, you know, would incrementally reduce the traffic at Dartford. All of them would help. And all of them would help boost the economy in a far better and quite often quicker way by being more inclusive. Because, you know, we discovered that there's nearly 250,000 households in Kent and Essex who don't have access to a car. So that's a lot of people in those households and in other households where there's only one car, and if the car driver has taken it somewhere else, the rest of the family are left at home without a car. There's a huge number of people who wouldn't benefit from the Lower Thames crossing, but would benefit, you know, substantially from better public transport solutions. So that's what we've tried to sort of present. It's not there is a single silver bullet, because there isn't to this. It's actually trying to tackle it on lots of different levels to improve all the different ways people like to and want to travel around.
The government confirmed last month they're looking at how a tunnel option could be privately financed.
Kent Online reports.
A man and woman in their 30s have been seriously injured in a crash on the A249 near Stockbury. They were passengers in a silver Land Rover Discovery and black BMW that collided near the Chalky Lane junction just after 10 on Tuesday night. One of the drivers has been treated for minor injuries. A Rochester man who left pigs trotters at a synagogue has been back in court after breaching bail conditions. David Han was told not to go near the Chatham Memorial site after placing the meat on a window sill earlier this month. He was caught by police in an abandoned building next door. The 66-year-old from St Bartholomew's Lane admitted religiously aggravated harassment and will be sentenced in April. Two suspected bike thieves have been arrested in Tunbridge Wells after one was spotted by an off-duty officer. Four high-value bikes have been stolen in the town this month. An 18-year-old from Peckham and 19-year-old from Orpington have been questioned. A care home in Maidstone has been placed into special measures following an inspection by the Care Quality Commission. Eastfield has capacity for as many as 43 people, including some who may have dementia. Seven breaches were found, including around safety, staffing and management. It's now been rated as inadequate. Elsewhere, a Gillingham care agency has also been placed in special measures after inspectors found eight breaches of regulations. Gillingham Road, which is based on the High Street, offers care to older people as well as those with autism or learning disabilities. The Care Quality Commission says there's a lack of qualified staff and risks aren't always being managed properly. It's also been rated inadequate. Now, next today, volunteers at a soup kitchen in Maidstone are asking the council for help after being told they'll have to start paying for parking. Hungry Hearts for the Homeless have been serving rough sleepers in the College Road car park for the last 7 years. Only now have wardens told them they'll have to pay, which could end up costing the operators £1,000 a year. Well, Henry Luck from our colleagues at KMTV has spoken to Andrew Pike, who runs the site.
What we do is we come out here, we mingle with the clients and the people homeless. If we have to do, we put them in hotels, we point them in the right directions, and we go and have tea and coffee with them if they're having bad days. We provide them warmth and love, and what it is, it means that we can show them that they have got people that want to help them and fruit back on their feet and go forward and try and help them into a better situation than they are in at the moment.
Please tell us about the parking charge situation.
We've been here since 2017, and other soup kitchens have been here the same, longer than me, 9 years longer than me, and some of them have been here to about 3 years. What it is, they're trying to make us pay to park here now, when we've been here a long time. We've been left alone. We haven't done anything wrong. They just want to take the money. If they take the money away from us, we're a non-profit organisation. That means they're taking the money away from us, what we could put into the community. The other soup kitchens, they do the same thing. They'll be taking money away from them, and they want to put it in to help the good cause out here, what we're doing. Helping homeless people, people struggling, anyone vulnerable. We just want to help people. And I just don't understand why they're coming at us now. I know they need to get money and things like that. The traffic warden, he's got a job to do, we understand that. But at the end of the day, is we've been here, we ain't caused no problems, and they've left us alone. I didn't want to go to the papers, but I've had to go this way because we're not getting no answers. And I think at the end of the day, so all we're asking for is an hour and a half every night. Yeah, that's like 6:30 to probably 6:30 to about 7:45, 8 o'clock. That's all we want.
Henry's also been chatting to people who use the soup kitchen.
I was made homeless about 2 years ago. Had a serious operation, went back, couldn't work for 6 months, and the landlord decided to kick me out. So I've been here for about 2 years now.
How important is Hungry Hearts for the homeless?
This year is very important, otherwise we wouldn't get a meal. And so many people, I'm lucky enough to be in the house, but most of them just sleep in tents, so they don't get a chance to get any hot food. So we have a little 4 nights a week, this is, so at least, you're able to have a meal, which is quite good.
Please tell us about why you use this food.
To get food at the moment, because I'm living on a supportive housing, and this is a place I can get cooked food.
What do you think about the parking charge situation from last week?
If I have no idea about the parking last week, but if they're getting here to park and serve us food, then I'm happy with that one.
How often do you use this?
3 times a week. They literally come, it's a lifeline for everyone that comes down here. It actually is.
Well, and what do you think of the parking charge situation from last week?
Well, if the parking charge got installed, then literally it's going to put a stop to a lot of homeless, needy people like on the streets that literally have got nothing. Like when they're waiting for their meal at the end of the day, like that's not an option then. And they've been a constant. They've been our lifers for years. So, and like we all know each other now. But if they can't get the funding, then they're not going to work for nothing, are they?
Well, Maidstone Council have said they are working with the group and will offer support.
Kent Online reports.
A Kent MP's urging Sir Keir Starmer to make sure the government's tackling health inequalities in deprived areas.
The Prime Minister will be aware that in coastal communities like mine in East Thanet, people develop cancer earlier, get treated and diagnosed later, and die younger. Can he give the House an update on the plans for the government to implement the recommendations by the Chief Medical Officer, Chris Whitty, into tackling poor health in our seaside town.
That's Polly Billington, who spoke during PMQs in the Commons yesterday. The Prime Minister said in response they're already making progress on plans to halve the gap between life expectancy in the richest and poorest regions. Elsewhere in the Commons, the MP for the Weald of Kent has spoken on the cost of granting asylum seekers indefinite leave to remain. Conservative Katie Lamb has represented the constituency since winning the seat in last July's election.
As we have heard, according to the Centre for Policy Studies, over 800,000 migrants from the last 5 years could soon claim indefinite leave to remain, or ILR. In NHS care, benefits, social housing and more, this will cost £234 billion. That's nearly 6 years of defence spending, or almost all taxpayers' income tax receipts for a year. Will the Minister commit to extending the qualifying period for ILR, or will she accept that the consequence of her policy is a liability for the public of hundreds of billions of pounds?
And here's a response from Seema Malhotra, the Under-Secretary of State for Migration and Citizenship.
Mr Speaker, I'm quite flabbergasted by the questions that the Conservatives ask in this House. A party that saw net migration more than quadruple to record levels, she will know that the Prime Minister has also pledged a white paper on reducing net migration. That was the end of last year. And work is underway on considering a range of proposals, including how we support better integration and employability of refugees.
Kent Online News.
Six rare breed kittens have been dumped in an IKEA bag outside a Kent Animal Centre. The cats were found in the car park of the RSPCA's Leybourne site earlier this month. They hadn't been microchipped, and the charity is now trying to trace their owner. A programme aimed at providing skills training to young people is being launched in Medway today. The Be Your Own Boss scheme offers free entrepreneurial and kitchen skills to help address barriers faced by people who are self-employed or want to start their own business. It's open to anyone aged 18 to 24. And an innovative new trial is underway at Margate's QEQM Hospital using VR headsets. The pilot study is testing to see if the tech helps to relieve pain and stress after surgery. Patients have the option of being immersed in tropical locations or engaging in a mindfulness session.
Kent Online Sports.
Briefly taking a look at football, and Kent's Alessia Russo has featured in England's 1-0 win over Spain in the Nations League. She didn't get on the score sheet but showed impressive skills in the lead up to their one and only goal of the match yesterday. The result leaves England second in their group, equal on points with Portugal. They next face Belgium on April the 4th. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. Don't forget, whilst you're on the website today, you can check out our latest Eat My Words food review. Plus, we've got pictures from the year 2000. Would you believe 25 years ago already? We'll be back with the podcast tomorrow.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.